When I ask you to listen to me and you give and you start to give advice, you have not done what I have asked. When I ask you to listen to me and you begin to tell me why I shouldn't feel that way, you are trampling on my feelings. When I ask you to listen to me and you feel you have to do something to solve my problem, you have failed me, strange as that may seem. Listen. All I ask that you listen, not talk or do, just hear me. Advice is cheap. 2 cents will get you both Dear Abby and Billy Graham in the same newspaper. And I can do for myself. I'm not helpless. When you do something for me that I can and need to do for myself, you contribute to my fear and weakness. But when you accept as a simple fact that I do feel what I feel, no matter how irrational, then I can quit trying to convince you and can get about the business of understanding what's behind this irrational feeling. And when that's clear, the answers are obvious, and I don't need advice. Irrational feelings make sense when we understand what's behind them. Perhaps that's why prayer and meditation works. Sometimes, for some people, because a higher power is mute and doesn't give advice or try to fix things. Meditation and prayer is talking to our inner self, which only listens and lets us work it out for ourselves. So please, listen and just hear me. And if you want to talk, wait a minute for your turn, and I'll listen to you.
Let's consider how crucial communication is in our everyday life. Whether we are dealing with interpersonal relationships, academic pursuits, business negotiations, or world affairs, which would be social, economic, or political, communication is at the core of every one of our human interactions. Effective communication exists when the message sent is the same as the one received. Effective communication involves listening for the meaning behind the speaker's words, then making a clear, authentic, and empathetic response. Barriers to effective communication are often learned and can be unlearned. We always find that developing effective skills and awareness is worth whatever it takes. Our appreciation of ourselves and of those with whom we relate is always enriched as a result of improved communication. As confident, caring, and competent communicators, we can enhance our ongoing opportunities to lead prosperous and fulfilled lives. And I now pass this section on to Miss Carolyn, who would help us lead us into the exploration process.
Okay, so Gail had asked me if I would be willing to facilitate part of this. And we looked at the syllabus. There's one exercise in here that I found, in my experience, extremely powerful exercise to do with another person with a communication. And that's a partner exercise where you practice saying something that you'd like to say to another person that you haven't been able to say for whatever reason, either because they haven't been willing to listen to you, or you have difficult things going on in the relationship, or there are emotionally charged issues involved in the communication. To get used to doing that kind of communication, it's very helpful to practice ahead of time. And that's what we're going to get a chance to do in this particular exercise. And the exercise actually involves you being a listener on the one hand, one round, and then being the speaker on the second round. So each one of you would get a chance to practice communicating something that you'd like to communicate to another person in your life that you haven't really been able to do effectively at this point. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is to take one of your little notepad that's somewhere in front of you and write down the name of the person to whom this communication would ultimately go. Will not be the same person that you're going to be practicing with today, but the name of the person to whom this communication will ultimately go. And then write a few words about what it is that you would like to be able to communicate to this person. It's a very individual exercise, so I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about that. Just jot down some notes. These are notes for yourself. What is it you would like to communicate to this person that you have not yet been able to do?
I've got a question.
Yes.
Are you talking about communicating something with someone in the room?
We're gonna do that practicing, but no, the communication would be somebody who's not here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'd like you to do at this point is look around the room and identify somebody that you would like to partner up with. And I'm going to suggest that for this exercise, you partner up with somebody that you haven't had a lot of contact with, that you don't live with, or you haven't been in a close relationship with. somebody who is more of a stranger to you than other people in the room. All right, so if everybody would... Okay, folks, if you would just stand up, please. Okay. All right. So you might have to move around a room to find an appropriate partner. If you've already found an appropriate partner, you can stay right where you are. Who does not have a partner at this point? You do not have a partner, David? Are you all your partners?
Yes, we're partners.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say
it so forcefully. All right, cool. All right, so go ahead and sit down wherever you can with your partner, and let me give you a few other instructions before you start. I'm going to give you a few instructions. Okay, some of you have already started, and I very much applaud your enthusiasm.
Can you ring the bell? Yes.
Okay, there are a few other pointers I would like to give you before you start this exercise, as enthusiastic as you all are. It's wonderful. There are many, many different ways to listen to people, and the reading that you gave was absolutely perfect for this, because to be truly listened to, I want somebody to listen to me without judging what I say, without giving me advice, without telling me what to do, without then going into a long story of something they've experienced in their life that's similar to what I'm talking about, because then they're not listening to me. So as a sender, I want full attention from the listener. Now, listeners, what you need to do in your exercise right now is to decide who is going to be the first listener. So just decide that among the two of you, and then listeners, raise your hand. Okay, listeners, raise your hand, so I should have a listener in each one. Okay. All right, listeners, here's what you're going to do. You're going to allow the other person to talk, and you're simply to be a mirror to that other person. When they get to a stopping point, what you want to say is something like, "That makes sense to me. Is there more?" Now, if you need to write notes to yourself, you can. It's very, very helpful. This little phrase, "Is there more?" allows the sender to think, well, do I have any other emotions that I need to communicate? Are there any other facts about this situation that I need to communicate that I haven't thought about yet? It gives the sender permission to keep on talking. Okay. Now, once the sender is finished with the communication, your job as a listener is to ask one more time, is there more? If the sender says no, that's it. Then your next job is to validate. And validation is where you say something like, that makes sense to me. I understand how you would feel that way. You're not saying whether you agree or not. You're simply validating the other person's experience. Okay? And then you want to show empathy in some way, which can be just as simple as saying, I see that you feel X. I see that you feel angry. I can understand why you would feel angry. I see that you feel hurt. I can understand why you would feel hurt. Okay. That would then complete one round. And when you're done with that round, then you're going to switch roles. And listeners, you're going to become the speaker. And speakers, you're going to be the listener. And you're going to go through the same thing again. Because our communications are going to go on at different lengths of time, I don't want to come in halfway and break and say, okay, now it's time to move to the second person. But just be aware that both of you need to have the experience of going through this entire exercise. So if we could, how much time do I have for this? 10 of 11 right now, yes.
When we're the speaker, are we speaking as though we're having the conversation with the person we
yes.
had in mind?
Yes, you are. So you want to tell your listener the name, you know, who that person is. But other than that, you don't have to say anything about that person. And the reason is that all the listener is going to do for you in this exercise is mirror back, listen. I mean, simply listen, validate, and show empathy. So they don't need to know any of the details of your relationship with that other person. All they have to do is be a mirror. Listen, validate, show empathy. That's all.